coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Very few sites have been around forever. Even Yahoo used to have a tilde in its URL. But one website that I don't think ever has had a tilde is prweb.com, and they're still around. They've been around for quite a while. 8 years now?
8 years. 8 years now.
And we're speaking with David McInnes, and he's the founder and president, CEO?
CEO of PRWeb.
So you're still doing the same thing you were doing in 1997?
That's right. When we first started PRWeb, as a press release newswire, we had two objectives in mind. First, get the press release out to the media, and second, bypass the media filter. The media has no way to go through and comment on every press release that comes out on a daily basis. And so we wanted to look for ways to get the press release out to the consumer. And we do that through our search engine strategy and through our use of RSS feeds.
But if I'm not mistaken, it doesn't cost someone anything to use PRWeb.
That's correct. You can get into our RSS feeds free of charge. Now, we do offer, you can choose multiple press release RSS feeds at a contribution level of $10. So it's very economical.
So if I had a press release, how would I get it distributed through PRWeb?
You log on to prweb.com, click Submit Release. It'll take you through an account sign up, really easy, and just submit your press release. It'll be approved by an editor, and within a day or two, whenever you choose for your release to go out, it'll be in the RSS feed.
And how much does that cost again?
You can do it for free. You can do it for $10, and we'll give you tracking, tell you how many times it was picked up, how many times it was viewed.
So you've been with this company, obviously, since the very beginning. What keeps you coming back to it every single day?
Well, the innovation. I just love to create, and we're just looking for ways. We're always looking for ways to add value for our customers, and we've got a great user base.
And you seem to have embraced the idea of RSS wholeheartedly.
You bet, and RSS is where it's at for us. We eventually want to go away from the email distribution to journalists. Our thought is, let's wean the journalists off the old email distribution, go to directly to RSS. If they're converted to RSS, it's going to improve the readership for our users. And
have you seen that being adopted by journalists in the space currently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was speaking with a journalist today that says email is just obnoxious. And so the ability to take a particular feed, include it in their feed reader, and just track the news that way is priceless for them because they don't have to weed through all the spam.
What's your favorite part of PRWeb, other than getting paid?
Well, I think the whole fair commerce principle, the culture that we have in our company is we never set a price on anything. It was come to our site, use our service. If you like it, contribute financially. And so our prices have been set by our customers, if you will. It's consumer-based pricing, and we never put a price on anything. And so I think that, is a really neat culture, and a lot of people don't get it, but it pays the bills and keeps us going. So,
do you think press releases are still very important?
I do. I do. I think it's especially for the small to medium-sized business. About 81% of our users identify themselves as small business or sole proprietor. And it's for those folks, it's pretty much the only way to get their news out. A $600 press release distribution through a major wire service is just not in their budget. And so this is a great alternative.
Is the return just as great as, let's say, a $600 service, in your opinion?
What we offer is trackability. And so to be able, for $10 we can track and we can tell you how many people have read your press release, and that's for the longevity of the press release. Another thing is we leave it out in the search engines until you pull it down. And so it's a press release you submit today will be out there 10 years from now if you don't delete it off our system. And we have press releases in Google from 1997. So,
do you ever look at any of those old press releases to see if the information is still germane?
There's too many. We have over 500,000 indexed in Google right now. We have people come to us. It was a funny story. 2000, a lot of people made predictions, and one guy came back and said, I made a Y2K prediction that didn't come true, and I'm trying to get a job, and it makes me look silly when they do research on me. So I had to pull the press release off. But, yeah, it's pretty funny.
How many press releases do you go through on a daily basis?
We do 9,000 approved a month, and we get more than that. We probably reject maybe 10 or 15% a day, and that's for spam. We don't like people to take advantage of our platform because we want our platform to be to have longevity.
Are there any other lines in the sand that you draw with content?
We don't do adult content. We don't do anything that promotes racism or hatred or bigotry and that kind of things. We do not do buy me ads. You know, it's got to be newsworthy press release content.
So it's something that you really build your livelihood around.
Yep.
Well, thank you for doing it. I certainly appreciate it when I need to find the news.
Thank you.
Coverage of SES is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.